come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to July 3rd, and much like every other radio show, we're taking a week off. This is World Poetry Open Mic, the 8th best of, or more like highlight reel. Basically, we grab a bunch of clips from past shows, put them together, call it a show while we take the week off and go celebrate our independence. So, without any further ado, this next track is just for you, and it's coming all the way from December of 2014. Leah, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, welcome aboard. Yes, we can hear you fine.
All right, good. I can hear you pretty fine, too. So I am going to read a holiday poem, but it's not a particularly pleasant one. So none of my poems really seem to really fall into that pleasant range. But it's called Crime Scene.
All right.
My schizophrenic brother came home for the holidays, and it wasn't a long-awaited reunion. Not for my mother, who had long since rejected him and wouldn't accept his collect calls, or for my uptight sister, or for my youngest brother, Josh. I had ditched Danny many times, but he always found his way back to me, because I was the only person who would open the door for him. It was the first Christmas the four of us had spent together in more years than we could count. None of us knew how to pretend that we were happy, so everyone was hostile. It was our default setting. Danny had spent most of the last 10 years in prison, mostly for petty thefts and fighting in public. He never won fights, but he was always fighting anyway. People just liked to punch him on general principle. Josh was 3 years younger, good-looking and sullen, with a laconic sense of humor born of deep misery. He had submitted often to his brother's bullying over the years while my mother drank and had sex in the next room, and so she couldn't attend to his needs, not that she wanted to. In prison, Danny had developed a fondness for anti-Semitism, an irrational hatred born of his punishment at the hands of my mother, the mental health system, and the courts. Since he was schizophrenic, his arguments were punctuated by odd appearances from Satan and other evil deities, and he talked nonstop, sometimes pausing to look at the mirror and laugh at himself. But Josh still nursed a grudge. He looked directly at Danny and said, "Well, you know, we're part Jewish." Danny went completely berserk, his face contorted, and he lunged directly at Josh, throwing a punch between his eyes. But Josh looked bored, like it barely fazed him. With almost no effort, he contorted his fingers into a thick fist and punched Danny in the nose as hard as he could. Danny's face was like a broken fire hydrant with more blood than I thought a nose possessed. He let out a loud shriek, and Josh just smiled and said, "Don't ever mess with me again, or I'll kill you." My mother finally stuck her head around the door jamb of her room and peered at the small pool of Danny's blood on the floor. She said, "God damn it, make sure you clean up that mess," and disappeared again, leaving the tidying job for me, even though I was no longer her daughter, but just a guest. I wasn't sure what to do, so I made a pile of quesadillas, and a weird calm descended over the kitchen, because everybody was hungry after all that fighting. All right, that's it.
Well done.
I really enjoyed that, Leah.
I
Hi, this is the Phantom. You're listening to the World Poetry Open Mic Best Of Show. This is all pre-recorded, so please do not call in. The phone lines are not open. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing, brother?
Good, good. I got a new one to read for you, of course.
Awesome.
This one, it's kind of interesting. I want to tell you a little bit about it. I received lately some, I call it constructive criticism about my writing about, Sean, sometimes it's a little too depressing. And I wanted to tell him, well, it's poetry. But, you know, poetry doesn't always have to be sad. And so I dug a little deep to this one, and I put a lot of thought into it because I want to know why do I write so sad? And being that my life lately isn't sad, so why don't I write a poem about why I smile? Mm-hmm. So this one I have for you, and it's titled, Smile. Tonight, I give you an invitation, a backstage pass behind my inspiration. Get ready for a feeling that lasts, because I have patience. Renegotiate your current relations, because now you've tuned into a station that speaks from the heart. Allow me to introduce you to a mind that doesn't claim to be smart, but rather a mind beyond this time, that's not afraid to reach far. I could sit back and brag about all my scars, but I'd rather be productive. You can't begin to reach for the stars until you decide to be constructive. I poured my heart into an entire book full of tears, but now that I look back, it only reminds me of all the years I wasted feeling sorry for myself. It was my own sense of wealth that I forgot about. It was all the nasty cards I was dealt. I left my poker face in doubt. But now, holding a pocket full of aces, I shout, you can't make your New Year's resolution without the sauerkraut. There's no better time than now to realize that we all have our ups and downs and a million reasons to frown. But it's the strength that allows you to turn that frown upside down that gives you the perseverance to rebound and frown upon a past that allowed you to bring yourself down. Don't frown. Smile. It's only the people that defile style of life full of smiles that takes them quite a while to reconcile their own lifestyle. Be you. You have plenty of reasons to smile. God gave you this life. It only lasts for a little while. So do yourself a favor. Don't waste your only miles. Smile.
Very well done, Sean.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
And that was Sean Tucker on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And from Sean Tucker, we're going to go all the way to Georgia and listen to Jenny. All right. So our new caller is from Georgia. Please welcome Jenny. Are you there, Jenny?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, welcome to our show.
Yeah, I'm laughing at how funny it is right now.
Are we funny? No, I don't think we're funny.
I don't think we're funny.
I find humor.
Oh, all right, good. My wife gives me a cursory lines every once in a while, too, so it's all right.
All right. How are you guys tonight?
Doing good. And how did you hear about our show?
I heard about it from my GED's assistant and my literature teacher at the college, who is a poet himself.
And who's that? Do they call the show?
What?
Do they call
the
show?
Sorry, my dad's yelling in the background.
That's all right. You're going to want to turn that down just a little bit.
Turn your father down in the background. Is that you're asking me to do?
I heard
yeah, I turned the volume down. Voice. Volume's done. Everything's good. Right.
Point the remote control. No. Okay, so where are you studying literature?
Well, my poetry, I'm actually in the GED program right now.
Sure.
So finishing up getting my diploma and finishing up that stuff.
Awesome.
And I have a teacher who has written a couple books, and I've heard about this from him and my GED teacher's assistant.
That's awesome.
So he is assistant, and she shared it on Facebook.
Nice.
And now I'm calling tonight to read some of my original poetry.
Beautiful. I would love to hear. What do you have for us?
It's called Parting the Night, and here it is. Hope you'll enjoy. Parting the night. Evil. It's chasing mankind as quickly as stallions stampeding. stallions stampeding with little realization their chariots are still hitched on. Sin, riding and leading them. Lucifer himself rides, occupying chariots with a single paned mankind, whipping until the universe cries. Savior, Messiah, King of Light. Savior, Messiah, King of Light. Mankind is suffering, it fights, waiting, waiting for the ride. The ride chariots will unbind with. The ride that revitalizes a life as quickly as it was whipped to bits. The ride showing those heard cries will be saved one final time. Waiting, waiting. Mankind's waiting. All waiting for the ride. The ride that parts tonight, bringing us to eternal light.
Hey, great work.
Very great work and yeah. Well presented. Oh, my goodness. No wonder they told you to call our show. What a blessing.
Thank you.
This is Slim McNaught, and you are listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, not much. What's up with you?
Never much, just enduring the rain.
Uh-huh. Texas rain, there's nothing like it. It's like bathwater falling on you.
Yeah, we got a tornado warning. It's all good.
Oh, well, we're not in Kansas anymore, are we?
Be careful.
And I'm not right. Dorothy wouldn't be here if she had to be.
So
I got a poem for y'all called Breaking the Silence. Breaking the Fever, I'm sorry.
All right.
It says, grimly dim was your tiny light, and it turned even less than that. What has happened here, dear one? As yesterday, you were aglow as fire. But today, your dad, dog, and deity have died, although your tomorrow's full of ghosts reflecting. Are you strong enough to sever fact from fiction, then burning the midnight oil with understanding?
Very well done, James.
That was James from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we're going to go from James in Texas to right here in Colorado, a poet that I found actually working at my bank. Her name is Chandra, and you'll hear her call the show occasionally, and this is one of her pieces.
Hey, thanks.
You're going to want to turn down your listening device just a little
bit. Okay, yeah, it's down.
There we go. And you have a poem to share with us?
Yeah, I do. First, can I say Dara, what's her name, the first?
Dara?
Lady that shared, that was an awesome poem, and you definitely need to keep sharing.
Yes, yes.
So thank you for that. There's no title to this poem, and it was more for a sunny day, not like today and yesterday.
Uh-huh.
give us something to look forward to here, so. Okay. On days like these, what poem is there in me? Surely not some lyric to the birds and the bees. When the hour doesn't matter and I stop to breathe, when I stop to see the moment of the sun on the trees, what audacious line could I sit for? Which whale would jump ashore with none the melancholy metaphor? On days like these, when I rest on the breast of our world while she exhales, impossibly comforted, she might know again it's okay to believe. I can stop to see it by the air through the leaves on days like these that were meant to be hers. Thank you, guys.
Very well done, Chandra.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, everyone. And
you need to keep calling our show as well.
For sure.
Hi, this is Michael, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We're not on the air live this week, so don't try to call in. You won't get any of us. You'll get someone who might frighten you. So just listen. This is some of the best stuff that we've collected. Keep listening. This is the best of World Poetry Open Mic. We'll see you next week.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I had a great time on the show with you yesterday, learning about the man behind the voice.
Oh, it was such a kick. And, you know, I learned so much about you and your spirit, and you are just a delight.
Thank you. 2 hours passed so quickly. That's available for people to listen to.
It did.
So they can download that.
You know, when you're in the company of good friends, and I said this yesterday, and you're talking for 2 hours, it just seems to slide by and you don't even know it.
Is that why it feels like it takes forever here?
No. No. I'm kidding. I'm joking, Cynthia. I'm just a sociopath who has no friends.
I'm kidding. Not a true statement, as he said.
Oh, stop it. Totally kidding.
So,
other things this week that happened in Vancouver, we had a collaboration, which I love. We do this at least once a month in Vancouver, and probably a lot of cities do this. Poets get invited to respond to paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was invited to respond to a set of paintings called The Tapestry of Flowers by Lauren Morris, a Vancouver artist. They're online, and they're also in the Jewish Community Center in Vancouver. And the painting that most caught my attention was a picture of tulips flowing over the sides of a beautiful vase.
Okay.
And so I wrote this poem, Dreaming with Tulips. Candescent colors overflow the boundaries of time. Rivers forging in new directions. Stems grow beyond the reflection of the spirit of Ophelia in spring light. Reflected in ocean-washed glass from the shore along the edges of a vase. Aspiring to be sunflowers in September wind, tulips vibrantly answer their call. Unafraid of transition, they allow the flow of life to turn their insides into buttercup yellow elixir, falling on fairies like a gentle halo. I especially love how they curve and define for themselves who they are.
Very well done.
Thank you. I mentioned yesterday that I teach Shakespeare, and so Shakespeare has been on my mind a lot with Ophelia, and my next poem is about Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes, you do tutoring, as well as writing books and poetry and whatnot. You do tutoring as well, and I learned that about you yesterday, too.
Cynthia Sharp on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we're going to go from Cynthia to probably one of the craziest first-time callers we've ever had. You know, I forget the guy's name, but check this out.
We have
some
a new
amazing
caller.
People lined up. We do have a new caller.
We do.
We have a caller who has never called this show before, but I think he's been present.
I don't know.
In almost every show we've done.
I don't know.
So let's bring on. He's from Englewood, Colorado. Let's bring on J. Todd. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, unless you're French and you even pronounce it Jatad.
Jatad!
Jatad! I like that.
Much more classic.
What the hell, guys? I go away for 1 week's evening. Mike, get your feet off the table. JT, quit scratching yourself. Spread out and make yourselves at home. What the hell?
I guess I should put my pants back on.
On a very serious note, guys, I don't know what's been said or anything. I just want to say thank you for picking up the slack where I had to leave off. You guys are amazing. I wouldn't want to work with anybody else in the business.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Well, thank you.
And our thoughts are with you, man.
Thank you. So I've got one. I want to keep things kind of light. I've got one that I'd like to share. I wrote it actually last week, and I had so many other poems to share that this got skipped. And JT, you might notice some of the phraseology in this. It comes from... I stole a line or two from my mother.
Uh-huh.
This is entitled, It's Gotta Be Rock and Roll Music. Hmm. Whether it's good times and great oldies, or the cutting edge that's new on the scene, from the recent songs back to the moldy, every single rockin' tune in between, there's nothing like the rock and roll music that makes you tap your toes, get up and dance, play it on electric guitar or acoustic, 60s acid rock or modern day trance. Infectious rhythms and their catchy hooks make the music that moves your very soul, a pounding beat and guitar that cooks, the very essence of our rock and roll. With each note, part of my spirit is struck, from Bruno Mars on back to One Riff Chuck.
I love it, man.
Good stuff.
Hey, You are sorely missed, man.
You guys are amazing. Keep up the good work, and we will see you next week.
We'll see you then, buddy. You're missed here, and I know by everybody else. We're looking forward to having you back.
Thanks, Michael. Very weird sitting in your chair, my friend.
Well, you know, my butt's so big that, yes, he probably does look so big. He's so weird in my chair.
I'm not going there.
I was trying to be. Oh, never mind.
Just like Michael has big shoes to fill, I've got a big
shoe. Shoot, and I got to fill his shoes next week.
It's 2 weeks, actually.
2 weeks. Okay, good.
It's not filling his shoes that's the problem. It's getting that foam rubber nose to stay on.
You know, someone once told me if I bought large shoes, girls would like me more, but it hasn't worked out very well.
Hey, on a very serious note, I love each and every one of you guys. You guys are amazing.
Love you too, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
Please welcome from Omaha, Nebraska. She is Lopa.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Can you guys hear me?
We do hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, I'm Lopa, and this is the first time that I'm calling to Poetry Open Mic, and I am from Omaha, Nebraska, and tonight I'm going to read out a poem which had actually been published last year in a journal called About Place, affiliated to Black Earth Institute. Okay. It's a journal which is dedicated to the world and nature and conservatism. And the poem is Midnight Rain.
All right.
Midnight rain slipped into my fingers at the edge of my sleep, drifting down my body and flesh, draped itself in darkness, melting into the horizon. A bird of shadows, my mind, rests in the dense secrets of frosty nights. My body seeks the piercing pain of wild passion's path. I sink, seeking shelter in the melting rain. The biting frost of winter breathes into me. At the creeping edge of night, darkness steers the ocean of this life. Crystal drops shiver and dance in the wind, slip into a shadowed room of sleepless dreaming. For years, ages, midnight rain from across the miles has moved around in darkest shades within a misty mind. It surrounds me, shelters me, awakens me. I wake up, trembling, burning to ashes, fading in the crisp airs of the midnight rain. My heart bleeds a few raindrops and stops to see the earth still alive amidst whispering rains.
Very well done, Lopa.
Thank you very much. Actually, I had read it instantly. I had wrote it instantly in a cell phone, I remember, last year, because there was another open mic being organized in Seattle where I had gone for a writer's conference.
Yeah.
And it was really a challenge to write it down instantly when I was given the prompt. But at that time, I didn't know that it's going to be published. But then it's archived in the journal About Place, where it had been published in June last year, so it's nice. Very special to me.
Lopa on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And from Lopa, we're going to go to Steve from New York.
So, the weather was beautiful, Rocky Mountain way today. Sun was shining, the buds were bursting forth, and that was just at the dispensary.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I'm going to throw this out. As someone from Denver, from someone from Colorado, you know how much we really care about that?
I don't give a crap.
No one cares.
Yeah,
I tried it one time. Hello.
It actually comes to the point that it's great when someone
like someone walks by and they're talking about it and you're like, tourist. Like you could just tell the people who are excited about it, you're like, yeah, whatever, man. It's like having a bar. No one goes, hey, man, there's free alcohol, or there's it's legal to have alcohol around here, man. It's like, what? Yeah, we know. What's the big deal? And that's exactly what it's like here. No one cares.
No, well, unless you're traveling to here, and then you care a lot. And...
yeah, and then it's pretty obvious, and then you're going to get mugged or something.
Yeah.
What?
Speaking of that.
We're about to get a poetic muggy.
And for good evening, one and all.
Good evening, sir.
And how are we on this fine and lovely day?
Oh, we are doing good. How are you?
I am breathing in and breathing out and preparing for the holiest day of the year, which comes this Wednesday.
No, the Indy 500 is actually in Memorial Day week. I'm totally kidding.
Ash Wednesday.
I said the holiest day of the year. I left out the first three letters, which would apply to the Indy 500. The holiest day of the year being opening of trout season.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And since I have not spoken to you gentlemen or J. Todd in a while, I must wish a very belated happy St. Patrick's Day to Michal Shinog.
Oh, yes.
As well as a happy belated St. Joseph's Day to his other half.
All right.
We're just sitting here for a second taking that all in.
Great show this evening. It really has been. I always love the variety and the improvement week to week, month to month, dare we say year to year. Well done, gentlemen. There are people behind me, so I want to make this quick. This piece began being composed on the D train headed down to the Million Mick March a week and a half ago.
All right.
It is called Fifth Avenue 317, and I hope that the gentleman from Belfast will realize this comes from the diaspora. Beneath my voice's New York slur lies a teasing Irish lilt. You placed it there with years of love and every tear you spilt. Now at the winter's dying, as I stand the long green line, I recall all that you had sacrificed to make this city mine. I remember all your losses, all the things that you had done, the years of pain and struggle, but also victories you'd won. You taught me to be humble, but always be unbowed. You taught me to be loyal and always to be proud. You taught me to remember, yet always look ahead, to live in trust for those unborn and in memory of those long dead. You taught me all our history, our traditions, and our ways. These give me strength to persevere in all my darkest days. Now as the brave flags flutter and the crowds begin to roar, as pipers fill the concrete streets, 'tis up the avenue once more. Memories come flooding back, the years of joy and pain. Now in the footsteps of your ghost, I march the green line again.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was great.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank
I had missed your work, my friend.
I'm sorry?
I had missed your work, my friend.
Well, unfortunately, the work that pays the bills gets in the way of the work that feeds the soul.
Sure. I understand that.
I get that, too.
And last week, I had really thought I could do it, but Staten Island Criminal Court and then an unexpected spring snowfall.
Hi, you're listening to the World Poetry Open Mic Best Of Show. You don't know me, but I know all of you. Please don't call. No one will answer. But we'll get you back next week.
Great show tonight, you guys.
Thank you.
So this one is called A Joyful Noise. Sweet symphony of nature's sound resonates within my wanting ears. I reach out my hands, hoping for the warm response of a loving grasp that ends with in love's sweet embrace. Heat spreads across the frozen landscape of my heart. My senses awaken to the presence of passion's hand caressing my being. The stillness of the empty night shields the restlessness hidden deep in my soul. My mind escapes to a summer's day, sweet dreams filled with endless laughter and loving moments. Come, my beloved, fill me with your light. Wash away the loneliness that fills my heart when evening shadows fall. Let the joy of your presence bring the peace that fills me with renewed hope for a brighter tomorrow. End.
Very well done. Love your work.
Thank you.
That was Ola on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we're going to go from Ola to a one-off caller from Texas. He is One Deep.
I'm on the air. This is One Deep. I'm a friend of Mariah's.
Awesome. We heard some of your work earlier. We'd like to hear some more.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great. I'm new to this. Are you ready? Just cue me in. I mean, I don't know.
We are ready. That was your time to read your poem.
Okay. This is called I Hold You in My Poetry. This goes out to all the people in search of a dream, in search of a dream act, people who are looking for a new way of life. They call them the dreamers. Here we go. Sun rises from the soft, hollow dusk of my palm. I eat cactus pears and leave bread for the angels to follow. I watch you sleep, lying under the dark side of Spanish stars, searching for sleep between the thistle and the thorn. Heads touching ancient stones, crickets whispering secrets and goodbyes as stardust settles on foreheads. I make a bed of hibiscus and bougainvillea petals for you. Pick yerba buena, copal, rosemary, and red hummingbird sage to make a celestial potion for your black cinder scars and broken heart. I carry your heart to ease a burden. I carry poems under my arm to chronicle the ache of your journey. I make peace with the ghosts of your childhood galaxies and former lovers by driving nails into white doves. Don't you know that I'm down for you? Police revolvers and nightsticks offer peasant bodies to tomorrow's vultures as you search for your brown reflection in the ashes of moonlight. Stow prayers in concrete pockets as you tread lightly into the undertow of borders. All you want is to dream. Dream in your own language, to cultivate rosaries from fertile grounds. I step on your broken English and bless the catechism of Spanish tongues, tongues that confess the ghost of Zapata and embrace the iron of machetes. Unchain the hour of resurrection on a distant riverbank. I hold you in my poetry. My poetry of war and struggle, my poetry of alien insurrection. I hold you in my bones of poverty, in my ruta maya of salvation, my prose of Crystal Fronteras and Doroteo Arango's pistol. I hold you in my poetry of heartache and ballads, of church steeple bruises. I pay homage to your creation in every verse. I climb the pyramid of the sun with every line. I drop obsidian beats con el ritmo de mi alma. When I find your dead, I wash their bodies in the Sea of Cortez. I cleanse their souls with sweet agave oil. I wrap their corpse with maguey and fill their mouth with the sweet Sonoran desert soil. And I place nopales upon their graves so that no one will ever disturb their dreams eternal. I sing corridos to carry you with the wind as it rocks the constellation of a blue ring, Holy Trinity, San Juan Diego, Crescent Moon, Mexico City, Marian apparition. I hold your children in my poetry. I tell them to speak like a native. I tell them to speak the fluent nectar of God, to let the flamenco rolling R's of ancient tongues flow from their lips, to climb Machu Picchu and offer prayers to their ancestors, to bow their heads as the sun rises over Teotihuacan. I tell them that it is better to die on their feet than to live on their knees. I hold your hunger in my belly, your hate in my clenched fist. I hold your optimism in my eyes and your compassion in my embrace. I hold your thirst in my throat and your forefathers on my skin. I grieve for your present, for your future, but I will not mourn for you. I grieve for democracy and for socialism, but I will not dictate your vote. I grieve for compañerismo, nepotism, una mordida, equality, a united cause, but I will not choose for you. I hold you in my poetry, and I collect your memories and your dreams. I weave them into the conversation of hope, into the bridge of diversity, into the hand of tolerance. I hold you in my poetry so that the world may know that you will not apologize for being brown, you will not apologize for being beautiful, and you will not apologize for being so full of love. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Woo-hoo!
Very well done, John. You need to call our show more often.
This is C.W. McCall. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you. This week, I've actually got an old-fashioned love poem for you.
Beautiful.
I call it Lucid Dreaming. I don't know where you end and I begin, nor who or what I am when you are gone. I only know that since you let me in, the nights away from you are far too long. The moonlight taunts me from the darkened skies and seems to hold its place among the stars, the same stars that are shining in your eyes, gazing at the moon or where you are. Do I presume too much that you're awake? Am I wrong to hope that you can't sleep, yet want for rest, if only for rest's sake, but find no comfort in the count of sheep? Nay, sleep, my love, and I will do the same. Relent, and in your slumber think of me, and in dreaming passion's fury tame, as I do likewise turn my dreams to thee.
Ooh, yeah. Is it just me or is it warm in the studio?
It's warm.
Well, you're also wearing a fur coat. But that was a really hot poem.
That was.
That was Jay Lurian on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And from Jay Lurian, we're going to go to another local poet from right here in Colorado. Please welcome Sadie.
Hey!
Hello!
How are you guys?
We're terrible. we're wonderful, wow. Actually. We're wonderful. I have a ninja mug with coffee.
You need to lay off the coffee, Michael.
No, I don't.
Not tonight.
No, I don't.
It's not pretty when he lays off the coffee.
Yes, it's true. It's kind of like I'm feeling more and more similarities to Dracula, and I think coffee is just my substitution for human blood.
This is good.
Yeah. Don't lay off the coffee.
See.
Exactly.
There are so many problems with that comment, but we'll just go to the poet and let her.
Hey, I'm pale. Okay, anyway. All right.
Anyway.
Sadie, what do you have for us?
I have a short little poem called A Marshmallow's Love Poem.
Okay.
He was sweet. Not the artificial type. Not the type that will make you fall in love, but then you find out behind that front, there is no depth. He was savory, well-rounded and smooth. A balance of spice and lusciousness, he was sultry, steaming. The kind that drove a girl crazy. When he kissed me, I melted. And so...
Ghostbusters fanfic poetry. I get it.
Hi, this is the Phantom. You're listening to the World Poetry Open Mic Best of Show. This is all pre-recorded, so please do not call in. The phone lines are not open. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
The first one that we went through the mage and how the man became what he desired to become. His training, and he followed, and what he witnessed, and how he grew within what he came to believe. So this is the second part. His mentor has expanded into transparency. So I call this one Magic. I wear the brown mage's robe, aged as a second skin, never shed. And the softness of the weave fits all that's within. And I wield the power and weave and cast and draw and hold and its shape with conscious intent, knowingly, willingly, because I can. And I touch without touching, and it's felt and quite real. Quite real. And the intensity never fades. Not ever. For ancient is an age of itself, or ages past and lived. It's knowing what is and has and when and hows that others only dream or wish. I don't kneel to the dark, to the light, to mirrors, tears, pain, nothing, not even myself, nor submit. I just am. There's always an open place at my table for any adventure near, and the silvered chalice full with the rich taste of soul awaits every reaching hand. Visit as you will, stay as you may, and my hand rises slowly, and the motion is just so, and the unsaid tones echo and swell, and fingertips trace the air itself, leaving lightnings in their wake, till the form complete remains. Blessed be.
Nice. Way to wrap that one up.
I kind of thought that was a good one.
That was Chris from Michigan on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we're going to stay in Michigan. This next one's the longest supporter of our radio show. Please welcome Dennis.
Hello, I'm back.
Hey, welcome back, my friend.
All right. Oh, man, what a great poem by David Padgett. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a hard act to follow, I'll tell you that.
Yes.
But I gotta give it my best. I'd like to read for you a poem written in the Leona Rima form. The title is Mariner's Bell. The sea has many tales to tell where noble men and scoundrels fell. For love of sea and love of gold, men were compelled to join the fold and leave the terra firma ground to ride the waves till fortune found. One common fate, they all were drowned. The stories of the sea untold are echoed in the mariner's bell.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Very well done,
thank
my
you.
Friend.
It's been a great night of poetry, and it's going to continue once I get off the line. So I'll bid you all God bless and a very good night.
Good night, Dennis. Thank you very much for being a part of the show.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello, 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 everyone.
So glad to have you.
Oh, I could not wait for tonight. Let me real quick say hello to the Rock and Roll Cowboy. Hello to Mr. Christian. Hello to Noodle Nuts in England. Hello to Stephanie in New York. Hello to Terry in Tennessee. And I want you all to know that I am moved from South Dakota to Tennessee, and I'm in the Great Smoky Mountains right now.
Mm. Right on.
Yeah.
How are they?
Oh, it's so beautiful. You can't believe it. And I have just this little quick thing, Jay Todd.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Happy birthday, Jay Todd. We're all here to share our poems with you.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
We're going to let that one slide. That doesn't count as your actual poem.
No, that was your birthday greeting. That's just a verbal birthday card.
Thank you.
And I hope you have many, many more.
I hope I do, too.
I would like to say one other thing. I admire Miss Ellie. I don't know if she's still on or not, or she's listening to the show, the first caller. She did a very good job with the recovery poem. And as everyone knows, I am the addiction inspirational writer here. And I haven't had a chance to write in some time. And I've got some new work, so I'll be on the show for a couple times. But I was very impressed with that, and I just wanted to let her know.
Yes, very much so.
I'm sure she'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah, she was very, very good tonight. I was very impressed. My poetry tonight, of course, will be about addiction. I have to come back slowly. But I have missed the show, and I have missed you all very, very much.
Thank you.
And I'm very happy to be back. Okay, tonight's poetry, hold on. Okay. Tonight's poetry is called Reflection. I wrote this just a few days ago. But
all right.
I was reflecting, and it just came out of me. This wasn't something I thought or had to write. It just came out. So I didn't change it. If it's not good, I can't help it.
But, okay.
All right. Reflection. The sea changes its calm just as emotions expand wide. The sky changes colors as the sun climbs down to hide. The good in us changes character when drugs work inside. And only we will return when street life is left behind. It was easy to leave home and run loose and wild at night. You were young, you were strong, and you were so full of life. But when all the money ran out, just existing became the strife. By the time you crawled home, the sun was high and sunny bright. Sleep was all consuming, no matter your mother's tears, and when and where to get your next hit became your biggest fear. While taking that next hit, all emotion disappeared. Only until you hit rock bottom, unaware that change was near. The changes you are taking, the struggles you now face, are harder than you think, yet giving up means disgrace. The craving never stops, it just can't be replaced. God will help you find recovery, your future happy place. And the message is, stay with recovery. You will get happy. It works. Thank you so much, and happy birthday again, Jay Todd.
Thank you. Recovery does work. Better part of 7 months now for me. So.
How much?
7 months.
What do you say?
7 months.
You are?
Yes.
7 months?
7 months.
Yay!
Yay.
Lady Anne on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And from Lady Anne, we're going to go to Ellie in Pennsylvania.
I am, Michael. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you doing, Ellie?
I'm doing fine. Really good.
Good.
Except we got almost a foot of snow yesterday.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, I know but it'll go.
You guys have there's a pretty big cold snap that passed us over a few days ago.
Yeah.
It's just recently left us, but we had about, a week and a half of just really cold snowstorms.
Yes.
Yeah, it came here, but it's leaving, and next week it's going to be nice, and it's going up in the 40s and 50s. So.
It'll be a balmy 40.
Yeah.
It was a balmy 49 today at my house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's coming this way. Hi, Jay Todd, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing very good. How are you?
Just fine.
I'm so glad you're leading us off tonight.
I always feel honored that I am. Totally honored. Shall I start? Or?
Of course. What do you have for us?
Okay. This is a very old one, but one of my favorites. I'm not sure I've ever shared it before on here.
Right.
It's called Gifts Upon the Sand. Hurricanes of anger, winds of rage, wave after wave pounding my spirit, ravaging winds blowing sands, chaos and confusion fill my mind. The furious sea tossing debris randomly upon the beach. Suddenly Suddenly the storm subsides and one solitary man waits. Quiet, patiently he waits.
Awareness fills my spirit. Debris lies on the surface of my mind. Still, he waits. I begin to gather old debris, handing him each spirit-rending flaw. The sands are cleared and smooth as the sea peacefully rolls upon the shore. His light of love begins to shine on gifts the storm has left behind. Gifts I would have never found amongst the old debris. Now we walk together on sands of peace and love, knowing storms will come again upon this soul of mine. No longer do I walk alone. Through storm or calm, he guides my soul to gifts upon the sand.
Great way to lead us off.
Thank you very much, guys. Your encouragement is beautiful.
I'm so glad you call our show every week. Please don't stop calling us. Just know that we love you.
Hi, you're listening to the World Poetry Open Mic Best Of Show. You don't know me, but I know all of you. Please don't call. No one will answer. But we'll get you back next week.
Hi. I'm just waiting for you to finish that conversation.
She's like, when are you going to shut up?
Fine.
I've got poetry to read, mister.
All right, before I read my poetry, I want to give a shout-out to my family. Y'all are awesome. I really wasn't expecting you to click on my Facebook link. But thanks.
Awesome. Hello, family. Hello, Mariah's family.
Yes, hello, Mariah's family. She's quite the poet. You'll be impressed. We're going to let her read now.
All right, this poem is an Oprah Horry poem. It's basically writing notes and letters. So it's a combination of prose and poetry. And it is called Notes to My 12-Year-Old Self. Dear 12-year-old me, everything happens for a reason. Dear reason, you hardly ever make sense. But I guess that's a realization years in the making. Dear years and realizations, it takes so long to get where you're going, but why must time and knowledge be sewn so close together? I have questions I need answered now, not 8 years from now. Maybe if I knew then what I know now, my skin would be unburdened by emotional instability, and my mind would be free of endless nightmares. Dear instability, you sure do love to rock the boat, don't you? Constantly fishing for the one thing that puts life out of balance, when balance is the one thing that keeps everything aligned, dear aligned. Like stars, we all shine in our own way. Our brightness may fade and our sparkle may wane, but the fire inside is a beacon that cannot be undone, dear undone. You can never truly take me. Sanity is a luxury you can unravel from my core, but there will always be a sliver winding back around itself. Do not underestimate my will to be my own. Dear will, desire is strong. You can be stronger. Dear strength, don't leave me. The battle to survive can't be won on my own, and I haven't yet realized that asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. Camaraderie is stronger than any urge. Bonds forged in battles, no one should ever need to fight, dear battles. Somehow, you always seem to sneak up on me, hitting the jump I didn't know you had. Your exercise leaves me dizzy. Seeing stars on sunsets that aren't really there, dear sunsets. I want to see you again. I want to see each combination of pink and orange you deem fit to show me. I want to see the masterpiece created in a day and erased in an hour. The skies I paint will forever be my own.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Strong piece.
Wonderful work as always, Mariah. Thank you.
Mariah from Minnesota on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we're going to go from Minnesota to another M state. This is Massachusetts and SB Chris.
Yes.
Hey, yeah. Welcome. That was probably the longest introduction we've ever had for anybody.
So thanks for having me on the show, and kudos to the woman that came on before me, her poem about International Women's Month.
Yeah.
Kudos for that. I got a couple of those of my own that I'll share with you another time. But right now I'd like to share with you a heart-shaped poem I wrote called... It's about universal love in general.
Okay. Wonderful.
And this one's called Casting Violet Light. We cast the light of love from a violet lantern to shatter the diamond chains of conformist fashion and bring real love into the world. We offer loving arms to provide shelter from a frightening, uncertain world and rescue battered roses so that all the broken pieces will blend back together, flowing like a river of vibrant watercolors in springtime. We cast the violet light of love to wipe out solid gold dancer delusions and allow real expression to flourish. We cast our violet light to break free from the myth of love being just a euphemism for sex and overthrow the phony version of romantic desire that psychopathic con artists preach from their comic book pulpits. We cast the light of love to reach out to those who are starving for an embrace, like a homeless star for a bite to eat, sending out a te quiero to colorful fiestas de bailar, a je t'aime to the creative hearts and minds of Paris, Montreal, Senegal, and Guinea, a nakupenda across the wildebeest and zebra herd in Kenyan plains, and everywhere else in the world. In the name of love, we cast violet light.
Another good entry by you. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. And thanks. What's that?
I was going to say, I'm going to sing the same refrain about you. Please don't stop calling our show. I like your work. All right, one more time, Mr. Monkey. Can we go from the top straight?
This is One Bad Monkey, y'all, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. Ow!
Or we could just do that.
Awesome. Philip, are you there, my friend?
I am indeed, sir.
Hey, welcome aboard.
In fact, I was thinking, what is the absolute value of a question mark? That's how I was entertaining myself as I waited. That's the best I can do. That's it, folks. I'm not even going to read tonight.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. One and done. He's out of here.
Philip Mike drops and walks out.
How are you fellows tonight?
Doing good.
Good. Have you had some good readers on tonight?
Oh, we've had, before you, 12 of the best readers on tonight.
All right. Wonderful. Well, they'll probably remain the 12 best. I don't have much to offer tonight except for one lengthy little poem, and I call it A Few Last Nails to Seal It.
Okay.
A few last nails to seal it. And here it goes. I loved her despite the obvious incongruence. Our age difference bookended around an era tragic, fantastic, and grotesque. The same immemorial threats and stories about love and death wove through history's bombast and dust-worn motif tapestries that collectively resembles conditions human, from colossal warfare fierce to our unborn beautiful boys, roseate seashells overturned by clumsy little fingers inquisitive, along pristine shores daily cleansed by moon and sun high tides, these invaluable bits of minutiae, lost necessarily by life's brevity. She is accustomed to coarse language, salivary vehemence, and the vituperative cruelty learned by foul-mouthed opportunists and imbecilic parents who shortened her last day's innocence, her upbringing a rage of undulant noise, immersion, and raw emotional tumult, my soft-spoken demeanor at odds and unfamiliar, voice wearied, ignored, and toward the end, every utterance of pure love, devotion, and kindness, merely a lilting sound she resented.
Very well done.
Thank you, sir.
And you're not. You said you only had one poem for us. You're not going to call back for the second segment.
If I am invited, sir, if you just push me like that, I tell you what, I'll be happy to call back for you fellas tonight.
Oh, you know, I've been known to poke the bear, so I'm saying call back for the second segment.
Okay, well, I appreciate the support, and I will certainly do that, sir.
Excellent, thank you, Philip.
You're very welcome, sir. Y'all have a good evening.
Talk to you soon.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And from Philip, we're going to go on out to Oregon with Casey.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
I have a special poem that I want to recite tonight. There's a couple other poets on Facebook that one night we just started collaborating and put together this wonderful poem. It was very exhilarating.
All right.
So I want to read that for you. It's called Is It a Sin? This is actually a segue probably into After Dark. So I probably should have held it off, but is it a sin? A kiss can be complete, even when lips don't meet, leaving a taste ever so sweet, waiting in anticipation for the sweet moment lips meet. In real life hearts, true hearts skip a beat. Apart you begin, coming closer and closer, with emotion flowing, you kiss once again. Time stands still, bodies become one, hearts beat a rapid tempo, the tempo of love. We know your name, yet no kiss is the same. It is all in the game, breathing love in, sensing when to begin. Breathing you in, deeply into my heart, into my body, I am your game, I sense a sin. Cascading desire free-flowing within, moments of pleasure, of passion begin. The love it oozes from lips as they touch, not a sin but a prize, playing to win. Is a sin, breathing you in? When passion surrounds you, kissing again and again. For your love, I take the risk, lost in your kiss. Passion I cannot control. For you, I bear my soul. And that was written by myself, Emma Jane Patterson, and Fenton Kearns.
You can go back to them and report that I enjoyed all of your writings. Your entire collaboration was amazing.
Hi, this is Michael, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We're not on the air live this week, so don't try to call in. You won't get any of us. You'll get someone who might frighten you. So just listen. This is some of the best stuff that we've collected. Keep listening. This is the best of World Poetry Open Mic. We'll see you next week.
Oh, I thought we got cut off.
No,
we're here.
We're here.
Oh, my heart lost a beat then.
Oh, no. Thank you for waiting so long. I'm looking forward to hearing your poetry, brother.
Okay, well, it's... Wait, I'm just trying to turn the sound down on my computer. There it goes.
All right.
I'm listening to all these life poems, which are really brilliant. As you know, I'm attuned to the aged type of writing. This one is called Ode to Imminency.
All right.
It's to honor the poet, the memory and passing of John Keats.
All right.
It's in the same form as Ode to a Nightingale, and sadly it's... It's on the February 1821. It's on his deathbed, so his fears are there, but he's trying to kind of like calm himself down. So it's called Ode to Imminency. Delve not fear to avert wither as one. Steal life to prick the conscience or facade, which to enter imminency has begun. You accept it cluts, usurp deaths you crusade. A sense of quiver leaves a static musk. I am aware forthwith of happenstance, these hopes of you gazing back to yesteryear, some tempestuous dusk, that cackle which aids further prominence, constrains a lifelong last that death be near. The fact of lying opaque like this and mute, from this stare at length becoming true, basting in stages where life retains dute, the rest, Sixora's skin is tinged with blue, leaves tint to abstain deaths from cool spring. The spring is hoped for, the zenops sing again, with hidden meaning rosy as I thought, chest unfazed while it falls, a fleck quite simply heck, but who's to feign? If somber then, when in spasm, what then pain? Life would nestle amongst what shall inspect light, a purple patch would leave death's notice still unexplored, it'll lose effects shone, whereby this life becomes a lotus, kept within its jar at death, the lemon zest required taste of what is left bestowing, as movement can but touch to hop on next, with phantom rust divest, matter will engulf us without knowing from what matter each particle detects. Decay, decay, a grape against the light to magnify what's inside can be said, it'll move me to the point as zenith might. Attempt to try and invert your fears instead, as he turns a grape, that is, whilst aged jade accustoms itself to. A luminescent search gives hint to zap, to feel no thermal trace or utter breath, reveals what seems untrue, a chance by what we teach shows a mishap, though credulous concerns since after death. I cannot freely hide behind the screens, imminency death or what fear confines, what vapors transpose often means to be, if come and go to read the signs, you chip away the best from what feels bad, a true account of time that blow by blow, a poet who compares with one who knows the living memory, for death be pure as white if need to add, a time since life begun did shun disclose.
Again, I'm going to encourage you. You need to find somebody that will record you and make a spoken word album, my friend. That was great.
I tried my best.
And that's it. Best of Volume 7 is in the books. For Michael, JT, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in and urge you to tune in next week and share your poetry with us. This has been World Poetry Open Mic. Good night, Robert Moreland, wherever you're at.